In a clear case of demagoguery appealing to the prejudices and emotions of the audience, Beto O'Rourke told a whopper of a lie to a campaign audience in Lubbock. According to coverage of the event from KJTV, the El Paso congressman said, "I grew up in El Paso where no U.S. senator ever opened an office. We were the sixth largest city in the state. We went effectively unrepresented, unheard, unserved in that community, and I think a lot of people in Lubbock know the feeling." Having been a part-time resident of El Paso and a founder of the local Young Republicans Club there in the early 90s, I immediately knew this claim to be untrue, so I reached out to State Rep. Matt Schaefer of Tyler, who worked for Senator Phil Graham. Senator Phil Graham had an office in El Paso for many years. It was served by his regional director, Margie Velez, who lived in El Paso. Graham visited El Paso many times. I went there with him myself when I served as his West Texas regional director. Beto's claim is simply false, Representative Schaefer said in a statement provided exclusively to Pride on Texas. I'm not sure if Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison had an office in El Paso, but she was there all the time because her family was there. Once in a Young Republicans meeting, she dropped in and surprised us. O'Rourke simply lied, betting the people in Lubbock, rather remote from the large metropolises in Texas, would feel a bond with him on the issue. Not only did at least Senator Graham keep an office in El Paso with a local resident as director and Senator Hutchison visit frequently, Lubbock too's long had a field office for Senator Cornyn and one for Graham before that. Beto Pancho lied to play the Lubbock audience. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.